Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We have lots going on in Steelerville today, and I mean tons. It is jam-packed as we get you ready for Seattle. But let's play to start the show today for just a few minutes, for just a little while. We will get to the Steelers, but first... Yes, but first, let's get to some other things in the sports world. So we will, believe me, we will get to the Steelers, but first, two outs, tying run on first, bottom of the ninth, Wilmer Flores, he is up in this game as the Dodgers take on the Giants, and they bring Scherzer in to save last night, the Dodgers do. Flores is up for the Giants, and I'll bring it to you from Fox.
Two balls, two strikes. And Flores, did he go?
He did! And the game ends!
Boy, what a way to end a game.
That's bad.
I don't think he went.
That's bad.
Can't end a game that way.
I said Fox, I meant TBS. Nonetheless, the story holds. You have first base umpire Gabe Morales rings up Flores. Look, it was a long shot, I think, with Scherzer in the game that the Giants were going to score anyway, down a run at 2-1 at that point. It's tough. It's going to be tough. But you don't end a game on that, and it brings into focus the whole replay situation. You err on the side of it needing to be a swing, in my estimation. At that point in the game, this one's real easy, especially in big moments, but really anytime. The check swing's the easiest explanation ever in a big moment. It's a totally blown call and an approach by an umpire. In a situation like that, you always err on the side of a swing needing to be absolutely 100% obvious. Obvious. No one's going to complain if you signal safe if it's a borderline call. Right. A lot of people will if you signal it's a swing on a borderline call. But I don't know if you need replay there because, again, I say replay is always going to be an all or nothing proposition. You want to do it there? Be ready to do it at every single every time.
Well,
you
have to define what a check swing is before you can start replaying it. It's purely a judgment call. And in that instance, I don't know how Gabe Morales can feel good this morning about making that call. To your point, Colin, like, I get it. Scherzer's out there looking all like crazy Scherzer with his different colored eyes and everything. But, you know, anything can happen. Darren Ruff hit a homer earlier in the game, for God's sake. Anything can happen. It takes one swing in a one-run ball game to completely change things. And you want to give a guy a chance. You know, it's not like he's facing some down-the-line middle reliever. He's facing Max freaking Scherzer. Give him the extra split second, you know? And when you look at it in hindsight, in slow motion, even at the time, it didn't feel like a swing.
No.
It's just, you can't end a postseason series on that call.
No.
You just can't.
Just a terrible call. Terrible, terrible call. All right, we will get to the Steelers, but first.
But first,
the Penguins leave Florida 1-1. 5-4 overtime loss last night. For me, a kind of a messy, penalty-filled game. Lots of shots in the game. There's a lot of penalties, though. It was one of these games where, okay, get this game over with. Don't get anybody hurt. Russ sort of left. He didn't seem like they were too concerned about Russ after the game, though, all that much. It was a game in which, all right, I'm ready for the home opener, ready to see Chicago on Saturday, ready to see the Flower, ready to see the Penguins. What I saw from the Penguins in the first two games, I don't know how you can't be delighted about them. They're down 4-2 and give away a point, but nonetheless, up 4-2 and give away a point. Nonetheless, what happens with the Penguins, you get out of Florida, and you can't be anything but happy.
You got 3 points in the standings against two very good teams. The only thing about last night was that there was so much more traffic in front of DeSmith than there was in front of Jari the other night. And that's something to keep an eye on. Against teams that are going to be more proactive, and I think we can all see now that Tampa really wasn't totally mentally engaged into that opener for whatever reason, whether it was the banner raising or whatever. For teams that are going to make it a point to get traffic and not necessarily run your goalie, but get multiple bodies in front, get screens, get tips, things like that, I want to see if the Penguins can properly clean that up without it turning into what that scramble did, where five Penguins were laying on top and four Panthers were laying on top of Casey DeSmith, and the puck leaked out to Aaron Ekblad and he just banged one home while nobody was looking because everybody's banged up in the crease. They've got to do a better job of keeping that traffic away from whether it's Jari or DeSmith, the front of the net, and giving, as they did in that first game against the Lightning, the goaltender more lanes to see the puck. But I thought overall, you're happy. You know, I like the way Gensel looked. Would like to see a little more finish on the power play, obviously. Evan Rodriguez had a breakaway. He couldn't finish. Surprise, surprise. But 3 points out of Florida and then come back home for 8 straight games at home, during which I would presume you get Sidney Crosby back. I'll take all that.
Yes, and you look at the psychology of playing DeSmith over Jari in the second game, and I thought DeSmith was very good at the very beginning of this game. I see no problem with it at all. What's wrong with letting a guy feel good about himself after a W, seeing what you also have in the other guy, yet also playing your number one in the home opener? That seems to me like all of the story right there.
There's a very important part about regular season time management, too, because this will be the first full 82-game season in 2 years. So when you're talking about keeping your goaltenders fresh and a goaltender that they insist they believe in and will go to when the postseason gets here in the spring, if they're a part of it, then they don't want to run Tristan Jari into the ground. He's right. Their one, but they still want to use Casey DeSmith, and I had no problem with that.
All right. We will get to the Steelers in a moment, but first, couple stories from the NFL. The Washington football team just keeps tripping over themselves, right? First, you have the Bruce Allen email situation, and that comes out. And now you have a case of trying to spray deodorant all over it as they're retiring Sean Taylor's number this weekend. Some say, well, it's been planned for quite some time during alumni weekend. But you know when it was announced? Yesterday morning. Yesterday morning. Were they going to surprise everybody if all the plans played out in the way that it was going to work? And it was, surprise, we're retiring Sean Taylor's number. I don't know, but it sure smells pretty fishy. This seems totally ridiculous.
Well, I just saw this tweet.
Ryan Clark?
Ryan Clark's, yeah. Right. And I'll just read it verbatim. Ryan tweeted yesterday morning, since people are wondering, Tim Hightower reached out to me on September 22nd to invite me to the Washington NFL Alumni Weekend. In his text, he told me they'd be honoring Sean and his family, which I assumed was the reason I got the invite since I hadn't been before. So when they decided they were going to do it.
Honoring and retiring a number is two vastly different things. And I read through all of that last night. To honor him. And that, why was it not then, if you are going to retire Sean Taylor's number and you're trying to get people in the stands, why did they not advertise that then at all until this past Thursday?
You should have said a month ago when you decided to do this, if that's when you decided to do it, because fans now, just as importantly, that, you know, they get a lot of no-shows in Washington
right. The
last 5-10 years or so. Those fans that are going to show up, maybe they already sold their tickets for this weekend. Maybe they're out of town. Maybe they had other plans. And they made those plans after they figured, okay, it's just another game. And maybe we'll make plans to, you know, we only go to half of the ones that we have tickets for, and we're going to go to one in November or December, or we're going to go when the Cowboys come to town, or whatever it may be. And now you're upsetting your fans who wanted to be there for something that now they won't be able to be there for. And yes, the added layer of, are they trying to light a candle after they leave the bathroom the morning after taco night?
Yeah, it just seems really, really strange, the timing. Okay, one more. We'll get to the Steelers. We will. But first, terrible taunting penalty, it feels like. Eagles-Bucks last night. So the Eagles are down 28-7. They mount a comeback, 15 unanswered points. There's 5:54 left. And you have Leonard Fournette carrying the football, right? It's first down at about their own 28 or so. And Philly still has 2 timeouts, and they're just down 6 points. Fournette carries the ball toward the boundary, and here we go on first down.
Sportsmanlike towards a possible disqualification.
Went face to face with Leonard Fournette. And I know that's a point of emphasis, and everyone's been talking about it, but that's a penalty?
Okay. That's a penalty?
Troy Aikman not happy with it.
No. And you have a couple players get up and sort of just kind of bump Leonard Fournette. And if you watch that play for 20 years, a couple people woofing and bumping and talking, there is nothing. Is this where we are with this taunting in football that I thought we'd be rid of after 2 or 3 weeks? Is this what's going to happen in consequential moments? And then after that, boom, Brady finds AB a couple times. They go down the field. They ice it. And it's done. And it's finished and it's over. I thought we were done with this.
The killer part for me is it was Avery who had the penalty called on him, right? Fournette like taps him on the helmet as they're walking back off the sideline, back out into the field, as if to say, yeah, I hear you. Whatever. We're talking. It's okay. This is the farthest thing from taunting. I don't understand the league's desire to crack down on it. Like, I don't know. Are we going back to the Super Bowl and the pointing as we're running the ball into the end zone on the pick six or whatever it was? It's supposed to be fun, first of all. It's a game, right? And as long as the taunting isn't like standing over a guy when you just knocked him out, although in some cases Vontaze Burfict, he deserves that.
Simulating urinating on him. Who needed this? Who called for it? That's my question, Chris. When I see plays like that, who called and had and cried out like, for this to be cleaned up?
Nobody. Nobody was calling for it. It's like the definition of obscenity. I'll know it when I see it. I'll know taunting when I see it. That wasn't taunting. And you're right. It changes the course of a game where it felt like the Eagles were scratching and fighting and clawing their way back into it. And if they could just get a stop, they had a chance, right? They had gone for two, pulled to within six, all that. But then, like you say, that's a huge 15 yards is not a small chunk of yardage. It changes the complexion of the game based on what? A couple guys jawing with each other after one of them took the other one out of bounds.
It goes from second and eight to first and game over. It just
essentially.
It does.
I mean, like you said, they still had to complete the ball to AB, and then there was one more, I think, to Brait maybe.
Two in a row to AB.
Yeah, and you know, at that point, that's really what sealed it away in a Brady sneak. But it's just it changed. It changed the complexion of the game.
Yeah, I don't get it. So officiating, jumping into two games, big.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.